This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. And, of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with yours truly Mr. Bradley Dean, folks. If you want to call in at any time, please do. Give us a call, 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. Now, folks, if this is the first time listening to the sonsofliberty.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, friends? Because it's a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. We follow the Christ here. Just wanted to let you know we're going to be talking about Larry, Curly, and Mo. I mean Clinton, Bush, and Obama. They're going to be the first to take COVID-19 vaccine on live TV. I bet that's going to be quite an inspiration to all of us. I mean, who's going to go first? You go first, right? Something to take note of, too, is the fact that what would it be that they actually put in those syringes to inject into their body? Is it more fire to fuel the hell that they've created in this country? I don't know. I mean, you're going to have to answer that question because we all know that there's no truth in either one of these three. So with that said, check out that of John 8:44. And again, friends, we're going to get over to that in just a couple of minutes here. Before we get to that, I want you to pay attention to the cycle, to the method, to the incrementalism taking place here in this country today. It's called a siege. It's called a slow takeover, scripturally, Leviticus 26, starting in verse 15 to the end of the chapter. Deuteronomy 28, the same exact thing, starting in 15 to the end of the chapter. It's interesting how the American people believe for some reason or another, and they do fall to Christ, by the way, that the 55 curses up against the 15 blessings, they still believe that living in disobedience is going to bring about the blessings of God. They're sadly mistaken. Read the second chapter, or second part of the chapter, so you can understand as to what that applies to in so many different ways. But I want to take you incrementally since 2011, and what I want to let you know is this. Here we are once again under attack by the same government, corruption in government, that does not believe their own lies. That's all you have to do is ask them. Now they say it's for our safety. Do you all remember after September 11, 2001, when the two towers fell in New York City? Remember we were told how they were leveled by terrorists, and yet somehow or another the government did not know who to attack? After the two towers fell, do you all remember this? We played General Wesley Clark for you several times, and they all, you know, basically threw the dice and they landed on Iraq. And General Wesley Clark told us, in fact, friends, that if there had not been natural resources in Iraq, we would not have our military there. That's exactly what he said. So just ask the general. And in case you didn't know, pay attention to what I'm telling you here. After they attacked Iraq, and the reason they attacked Iraq is because they wanted to basically rape them of their resources, and it's exactly what they did. We also played audio for you of this in the past concerning Vice President Dick Cheney. Did you know that they made, and he made, Halliburton made $34 billion off the Iraqi war? I just want to make sure everybody's up to par as to what's going on here and how they do what they do. Okay, they create the chaos, then they bring in the new order. Read Jeremiah 11:9, right? And keep in mind, too, concerning the Iraq war, they were an innocent people who did us no wrong. I also played not one, but two, and I know that there's three different versions of audio out there of George W. Bush telling the American people with a half smirk on his face that there was no weapons of mass destruction in Iraq, but they attacked him and killed hundreds of thousands regardless. Do you also remember that right after September 11, 2001, that not only did one individual, not one, listen to me carefully, not a one individual, none of your representatives, not a one of them, read the Patriot Act, but shortly thereafter, Americans seen the attacks for what they were, and then what we found is that the American people were labeled terrorists if we didn't go along with their new system that fell under what you know as the Patriot Act, which should be, in fact, called the Act of Tyranny because it's unconstitutional. And what we know is that the government, after September 11th, created agencies like the TSA, like the DHS, and the list goes on, and empowering agencies to war against who? Foreigners? Nope, not against foreigners, but against people that would stand against a new world order. But that should come as no surprise, because we were told over 202 different times by the said president of corporate America, George Bush Sr., as he was calling for a new world order, and he continuously brought to the attention of the American people how we can bring a new order out of this chaos, a new order out of this chaos. We played that audio for you several times as well. So pay attention to who's creating the chaos so you can understand as to who's bringing in the new order. Again, there's a little history for you, okay? It's also interesting to note after September 11, 2001, do you remember when George W. Bush stated that you're either with us or you're against us? Either you're with us or you're with the terrorists. You all remember this? Well, what did they do in response to all that, friends? You were supposed to just shut down as they continuously browbeat you through the mainstream media under George W. Bush. And what did they do? They set up agencies that warred against their God-given rights, right? Pay attention, friends. Line upon line, precept upon precept. Do you also remember that when the fourth president of the United States of America, James Madison, said that if tyranny or oppression ever come into this country, it will come in the guise of fighting a foreign enemy? Notice the word foreign enemy, okay? If tyranny or oppression ever come into this country, it will come in the guise of fighting a foreign enemy, okay? That's what he warned us of. Who would have knew better than to teach us what they were taught through the War of Independence? Nobody. Well, friends, here we are again, fighting now, we are told, against an invisible enemy, as we again find ourselves as the ones that are under attack once again by that same corrupt system of government. Do you understand what's going on here, friends? So now in the present, we see the same pattern with the same corrupt government that has been tolerated by the American people, and somehow or another, the American people expect a different result. Is this conspiratorial? Oh, absolutely it is. Does it have anything to do with theory? Absolutely not, because once again, what we do here on the Sons of Liberty Radio.com is we play it so you can hear it as to what they said and what they're a part of. Rather than you putting on me that I said something that they didn't say, we don't do that here, and we don't play the hearsay here. We know firsthand, and we give it to you directly from them. Taking it to today, we have a sensationalized, disproportionate, and blown-up narrative based upon a virus that they cannot prove. Okay, and now we all know, friends, that they can't prove it, because that's why you hear during every break on my radio program, friends, them re-establishing and promulgating and propping up the lie that has no wings of its own, no width or breadth, length or height of its own. That's why they got to continuously throw it on the American people through the ministries of propaganda. We'll be right back. Sons of Liberty Radio.com.
It was William Booth who founded the Salvation Army that said, "I consider that the chief dangers which confront the coming century will be religion without the Holy Ghost, Christianity without Christ, forgiveness without repentance, salvation without generation, politics without God, and heaven without hell. It was also the same William Booth who said, if you want to change the future, then you're going to have to trouble the present. Well, we here at the Sons of Liberty have always been a troubler of the present to preserve our future for generations to come. And you can be a part of it too. Go to sonsoflibertyradio.com and click on the Spread the Word button, where you can join us in taking part in winning this nation for Christ by becoming a son or daughter of liberty. You can also make a one-time donation as well by clicking the Donate Securely button on our landing page. We cannot do this apart from you. We are all together in this fight to win America back unto Christ and restore us back to the foundations that made us great. Go to sonsoflibertyradio.com today.
As you listen to the show today, you're probably thinking, how can I be a part of changing culture and restoring this country for our posterity? Well, we at the Sons of Liberty have an answer for you. Pick up the phone and call radio stations in your hometown. Tell them you want to hear the Sons of Liberty on your AM and FM stations. Help us multiply the message that we deliver to the nation every day. And equip your community with the truth that is protecting our liberty for generations to come. Remember, we can do this together.
Ready to set brush fires of freedom in the minds of men? Well, start your engine with some high-octane truth-telling on the Sons of Liberty Morning Show with Tim Brown. We'll bring you news and commentary from a Christian worldview using the Bible and the Constitution as our only resources. Not to determine who's on the right or on the left, but who is on the straight and who is on the narrow. Get on the inside track every weekday with Tim Brown and the Sons of Liberty Morning Show, 6 a.m. Eastern and Saturdays at 8 a.m. Eastern.
The stress levels of Americans may be at an all-time high. From education to business to basic needs to politics, the 2020 pandemic-related stressors are pushing many of us to near breaking point. That's why you should consider the stress and pain-relieving products from sunny-bay.com, like our lavender neck wraps and pads infused with premium Washington lavender buds. They relieve tension and relax with a soothing scent of lavender. And lifestyle expert Jennifer Bonner recommends products from Sunny Bay.
Sunny Bay's hands-free neck wrap should be your go-to pain relief solution.
Give gifts to family and friends that relieve stress and pain. Give love and care by giving the best. Give pillows, neck wraps, and body wraps from sunny-bay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
Again, to the Sons of Liberty, check us out on sonsoflibertyradio.com. We're kind of revamping that page a little bit. We were deplatformed by YouTube a couple weeks ago, and now we're reestablishing all that we have. So if you see an empty video, it will be replenished in just a short time. That's sonsoflibertyradio.com. It shows you who we are, what it is we've done, and what we are doing. You can also go over to sonsoflibertymedia.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Let me remind you that if we are deplatformed again, go to sonsoflibertymedia.com and subscribe to the page. You'll get an update every day as to what sort of trouble we're in for telling you the truth. That is sonsoflibertymedia.com. There's 13 to 15 articles combating the lies of the mainstream media. Also, go to the right side of that page and you will see a video platform right now. Click onto it. Join us on Top Chat. If you want to check us out on Before It's News, we're on the front page. You can do it over there as well. BeforeIt'sNews.com. Join us on Top Chat. Again, if you want to call in, please do. 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. I was just sharing with you, friends, the method, the process, the siege that's been going on in this country. It's been going on long before September 11th. There was a lot of parallels between September 11th, 2001, and that of December 7th, 1941. If you haven't taken the time to check those out, you might want to do yourself a favor and notice the similarities. They're actually frightening. They really, truly are. Because every time that there's a war, keep in mind the first casualty is always truth. Every time there's a war, our governments are garnering more and aggrandizing more powers unto themselves to usurp over the rest of the globe. And that's exactly what we're seeing in this country and on the globe today in so many different ways. But with that, friends, do you also understand that after September 11th, I was just sharing with you how these agencies were empowered financially by stealing your money, reallocating your tax dollars, and empowering those agencies to work against us? They actually came up with a government list that's a document, namely identifying 72 types of Americans as potential terrorists. And guess what it was? It wasn't against the Muslims. It was against anybody in this country that was anti-Muslim. Okay? And that's all you have to do is just pull the mask off. Just take your time, stay in the Word, stay in the Constitution, check out the laws, pay attention to the process, friends. And if you do this through patience, patience is the weapon that forces deception to reveal itself. If you just patiently process what's happening here, it's really easy to see who the guilty party is. There's no question. But I also want to say, in not only in hindsight, but what's in front of us today, every people on this globe deserve the government that they have. So in this country, again, we cannot complain about what we tolerate. But I want you to pay attention to this, friends. Okay, so what they did is basically after September 11, 2001, our government turned on us, empowered agencies against us, came up with 72 definitions and documentation, basically defining a terrorist as, guess who, friends? Christian constitutionalists. The list goes on 72 times. And now what we're seeing it replay through a virus that we cannot see. Remember what I just told you James Madison said? If tyranny or oppression ever come into this country, it will come in a guise of fighting a foreign enemy. Do you remember what Donald Trump called the virus? An invisible enemy. Okay, but we can see clearly that it's not a virus that's under attack. It's our God-given rights that are under attack. Oh, wait a second. Here, I'm not going to say it. I'll let Californian Mayor Rex Paris say it. You ready for this? This is brand new. Not wearing a mask in public is an act of domestic terrorism. Not wearing a mask in public is an act of domestic terrorism. Friends, how many times preceding this whole perpetual fraud concerning COVID-19 did the Holy Ghost continuously throw out there, either we deal with corruption in our government or else we're going to lose our God-given rights? We know the bad guys. We know who they are. We see who's in the alliance of hell, which is going to be disannulled, Isaiah 28, verse 18. But we can move that date way up if we so choose to come together on this. But we see the players on the stage of deception 24/7, day by day, all hyping you up to get your vaccinations. And it's based on a perpetual fraud. Now, I know that there's a lot of new listeners. I really do. And I want you to hear something that you may have not heard. This is actually, as a matter of fact, I talked to Jason Jones this morning. And Jason Jones is the guy that was in Hawaii. And he kept hearing about how all these people were waiting in lines at the clinics to get their vaccinations or to get a hospital bed. So what he did is he got curious. He did, innocently. And sincerely, he went down there with his camera, and when he got there, he was blown backwards. He said, where are all the people? And he started to film it. And when there was nobody there, you know what he did? He walked up to the management, the lady that was wearing the pants in that particular situation at that clinic in Hawaii, and he asked her the question, why is this being blown up on the news and through the media, but there's nobody in line right now? And she just shut her mouth, she froze, she picked up the phone, and she called the cops. Do you understand what's going on? Then I told you about a Todd Starnes. This guy, you know, what I know of Todd Starnes, what he did here was just, it was great. It wasn't second rate, it was first class in so many different ways. And the reason I say that, friends, is because what he did is he heard the same thing going on in New York. But you know what Todd did? Just like the rest of us do, at least those that want the facts, rather than fiction coming through the useful idiots in the mainstream media. Well, he did exactly what anybody else would have did. He would take a camera and he'd want to find out for himself as to what was going on. So he did. I want you to listen to this audio. It's about 3 minutes. This is Todd Starnes. He's at a Brooklyn hospital. He just got done hearing the media talking about how the hospital was turning into a war zone. I kid you negative. And listen to what he found, friends. Listen to this.
This is Todd Starnes, and this is here in my downtown Brooklyn neighborhood. You know, they've been telling us on the news, and the Democrat leaders have been telling us that the hospitals here in New York City have been turned into war zones. And I thought it would be good to get out today and to show you what's happening, at least in my neighborhood. Now, again, this is not to diminish the virus or the crisis at all. This is just simply to explain to you what we are actually seeing in reality compared to what we are seeing on the television and what the Democrats in charge are telling us. So, look, this is outside of our hospital here in Brooklyn. This hospital serves thousands and thousands of people. Now, this is the line to get tested.
No one's there.
For the coronavirus, right here. This is
not
where the
one
line
person.
Starts. And, folks, I'm here to tell you, at this very moment, not a single person is
not
in
one
line
person.
Waiting to get tested.
Not one person.
This is the emergency room. And you would expect, if you believe the mainstream media, that this emergency room would be overflowing with people. And as you can tell, there are no people here.
No people.
Now, again, this is not to say that this situation could change, but I'm telling you right now, this is what's really going on in New York City here in Brooklyn. So this is the hospital, so let's go around and let's see if there's anything happening at the front of the hospital.
Okay.
But, folks, this is what really aggravates me. Yes, this virus is a serious issue. But the reality is, I'm afraid that the mainstream media has been overblowing the coverage here.
Yeah, just a little bit.
There's been a lot of fear-mongering going on.
Fear-mongering.
And that is unacceptable. So this is the front of the hospital, and as you can see, there are not thousands of people trying to get into the hospital, as the mainstream media has been telling us. And it seems to be fairly quiet out here for the time being. So, folks, I just want you guys to get an idea. We're going to be going to another hospital in the neighborhood just momentarily, but I want to give you an idea of what's
happening
here.
You see how this is being delivered to your friends?
The Hospital Center.
Using fear to drive you to the vaccination.
This, ladies and gentlemen, is what the mainstream media ought to be doing. We are an opinion radio show, but today we're becoming journalists so that we can present you the facts that you need.
Yeah.
And it's pretty shameful what the mainstream media is doing.
Yes, it is.
It's absolutely unacceptable. So I ask
you, know what this did, friends?
Why is an entire city of 8 million people...
Why, he said... At the very end, can you, Judah, will you just replay that just 10 seconds? And I shouldn't have cut you off so short, but check out what he said during the very end of this. Why is it a city with 8 million people is in lockdown right now? And they're being told, while they're being locked down, that the line, the hospitals are in overflow, they're turned into a war zone. Again, this is Todd Starnes from Fox News, okay? Telling the American people what the mainstream media is not. And by the way, after Jason Jones's piece in Hawaii finding these exact same things out, Todd Starnes finds it out, and then it spreads across the United States, and then social media is flooded with pictures and film of people all over the country going to hospitals to find that their hospitals are completely... Well, folks, the only thing you could hear was crickets. Go ahead and play the last 10 seconds.
And it's absolutely unacceptable. So I ask you, ladies and gentlemen, why is an entire city of 8 million people on lockdown?
Yeah.
And there's nobody in line waiting to get tested.
And nobody's in line to get tested. But what do you hear every break? And by the way, we got another hard break right here. Go ahead and listen carefully as to how they sell this to you, friends. And it's driven by what? The fear of consequence by a bunch of people that don't know how to tell you the truth. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. We'll be right back.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it. But only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
It was a rigged election.
President Trump's comments at the White House on Monday. The president continues.
You look at the different states. The election was totally rigged. It's a disgrace to our country. It's like a third world country. These ballots pouring in from everywhere using machinery that nobody knows ownership, nobody knows anything about.
Coronavirus Task Force member Dr. Anthony Fauci says mid-January could be a dark time in terms of coronavirus, given holiday gatherings and travel, warning people to be wary of indoor spread.
Not only for New York State, but for any state or city that is facing similar problems. Without substantial mitigation, the middle of January can be a really dark time for us.
He indicates we are just entering a post-Thanksgiving surge, which in theory would then match up with a Christmas and Hanukkah surge in terms of case numbers. This is USA Radio News. Martin Luther King Jr.'s niece is weighing in on the Georgia Senate debates.
Georgia Senate race debates took place Sunday night. Dr. Martin Luther King's niece, Alveda King, on Fox, says Democrats are playing the race card, and that's dangerous.
John Ossoff, Raphael Warnock are adept at teaching fear, anger, stirring up bitterness. It's called playing the race card. So stirring up emotions and fear is very dangerous, but giving solutions. Ginger Howard and I, in our book, We're Not Colorblind, teach people how to do that.
From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
New England is digging out from a massive nor'easter that left hundreds of thousands of customers without power. Up to a foot of snow was dumped on parts of Maine, Massachusetts, and New Hampshire, and wind gusts of more than 70 miles an hour were recorded on Cape Cod. Showers are expected through the region today, making driving conditions dangerous. This is USA Radio News.
It's not over. Sadly, our nation is going through tough times again, with no end in sight, and nobody knows what might happen next year. That's why it's a good idea to plan ahead, so you aren't caught off guard. Nothing's more important than having enough food to eat, and we're here to help. We're My Patriot Supply, America's leading emergency preparedness company. We provide long-term emergency food that lasts up to 25 years in storage. When grocery stores run empty or disasters strike, our foods will be there when you need it most. Act now and secure at least a 4-week emergency food kit full of tasty meals that provide 2,000 calories a day. We have dozens of emergency food storage kits to choose from. When the government tells you not to go out, you can have the peace of mind that comes from being prepared. When you order from MyPatriotSupply.com, your food will arrive discreetly at your doorstep in no time. Prepare today. Time is short. MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
Okay, so what we're going to do in just a couple minutes is we're going to get to Larry, Curly, and Moe. And, of course, I mean Clinton, Bush, and Obama. They volunteered first to take COVID-19 vaccine on live TV. You'll understand why I say don't they prove the point in just a couple of minutes here. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Go on to the right side of the page. Click on to the platform. Join us on Top Chat before it's news.com. Same thing on the front page. Click on to it. Join us on Top Chat. 1-866-582-9933. Folks, I wanted to let you know that you heard during the break, what's going on here, right? Did you know that the coronavirus is equivalent to a common cold and has a 97 to 99.75% recovery rate? And you heard, listen to Fauci. Listen to what he's been saying, friends, because he is foretelling you exactly what they plan to do and what they mean to do. Talking about the winter, okay? And remember that nothing happens in politics that's not first planned, said Roosevelt back in the 30s. And you better know that this one's planned because there's nothing truthful about it. CBS, John Rappaport came out and said this is the biggest fraud being perpetuated upon the American people. That's an insider telling you what the deal is. Okay? 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. I shared with you that the California mayor said that people that don't wear masks, not wearing a mask in public, is an act of domestic terrorism. They just told you who they were. Terrorism defined in Oxford's original English dictionary is that of government by intimidation. How's this being played out? If it was genuine, does anybody need to be forced by the government to get something that's going to make them healthy? Absolutely not. Absolutely not. It shows you their disingenuousness. It shows you who they are. Oh, well, again, don't take it from me, friends. No. All credibility lies on the truth here. I shared with you on Saturday, very shortly, but I want to play the audio that I didn't get time to play. And this is the Austin mayor who was busted. I'll let it play out first, and then I'll tell you exactly what he was doing in the process and where he was when he was actually making this video audio that you're going to hear right now.
So the most important message is trying to get out to the community right now is that our numbers are increasing. And everybody, stay home if you can. Do everything you can to try to keep the numbers down. This is not the time to relax. We're going to be looking really closely. We may have to close things down if we're not careful.
Did you hear what he said? He said, we're going to have to be looking really carefully. He said, it's not time to relax. He said, we need to stay home if we can. And he said, we need to basically close things down if we are not carefully. That's what he said. That's how he said it, okay? Austin Mayer's video urging residents to stay home was shot from Cabo, San Lucas, Mexico. The day after he got there, he actually videotaped himself on Facebook and then distributed it to his constituents in Austin, Texas. Okay. On Saturday's show, I showed you over and over and over and over again the complete hypocrisy going on. And if you put that in the light of law, it's criminal what they're doing. Okay. Now, if you want to say that's a little extreme, then let me just take you over to Rand Paul. Because he said something that's quite significant. He said, cloth masks are theater. Lockdown governors are drunk with power. Rand Paul on Thursday slammed the governors across the country, reinstating lockdowns amid a widespread increase in coronavirus cases, which is all manufactured, saying that restrictions are completely arbitrary, they act at will, and the politicians enforcing them are drunk with power. Yeah. He forgot to tell you what I threw into the equation. And that is them, left and right, getting popped for telling you what you're supposed to do, but it doesn't apply to them. Rand Paul said, let's hope in this case the courts will intervene. I want to say something, Rand Paul. I want to say something, friends. The courts have been intervening. In California, not once. Not only the state Supreme Court, but now the federal Supreme Court came in and told Governor Gavin Newsom, you don't have power to do what you're doing. What are the headlines in the mainstream media today? He's doing it anyways. He's taking the ball all the way into his own end zone, friends, because the people in the state of California are allowing this tyrant to play the tyrant. Folks, he's defying law and order, definition, tyrant. Capiche? Follow? Savvy? Get it? That means if they are not going to enforce the laws against Governor Gavin Newsom, then it's the people's obligation before God to do so. Read the Declaration of Independence, and again, Article 2, Section 4, Article 1, Section 3, Clause 7. If some of you people right now are saying, Bradley, I hear you say that all the time, what have you done about it? That should end the conversation right there, right? Until you are out there actually doing what needs to be done, don't tell me as to how you heard it over and over again. I'm combating what you hear over and over and over again by telling you that they are criminal, but by the fact that they are acting outside of their scope of authority every single day of the week, because this is not going to stop. Listen to me carefully. This is not going to stop Americans until the American people put a stop to it. Rand Paul goes on, let's hope in this case the courts will intervene. They have. I've been calling my governor for months, DWP, drunk with power because he's taken this power without any consent from the legislature. He's not going back to the laws that have been delegated to him by the people to do the things that they're doing on a massive scale. If folks, they will not govern themselves, then we must step into play and make sure that they do govern themselves accordingly, according to what the power is that we delegated to them. Rand Paul said they're completely arbitrary. He said of the lockdowns, they're not based on any kind of science, the study of creation. This is really very little objective science to prove that any of this works. He said, in fact, the data study on masks shows that objectively, guess what? The masks don't work. Well, guess what, friends? They can say that they work all day long, but that's all you have to do is look at the cover of one of these masks to find out for yourself that it says that it does not prevent disease. This product is an ear loop mask. The product is not a respiratory, and I will not provide, and it will not provide any protection against COVID-19, coronavirus, or other viruses or contaminants, which, by the way, came directly from what's on the back of the box. I just shared it with you. Okay? If they tell you otherwise, folks, you need to understand that this is all about forced compliance. It's all about you pretending along with them so they can justify vaccinating the population, not just in America, but on a global scale. And how is it, America, that other countries have caught on, but the American people, you know, a little late up on the uptake here, are still catching up to the facts of the matter? And don't blame the big tech companies for what you allow them to do. Don't blame corrupt politicians for what you allow them to do. And I'm calling out those that you think are the good guys that do absolutely nothing in bringing about the resolve by enforcing the laws that they promised that they would enforce and execute against what? All crime. Article 2, Section 3. Mr. Paul, who in March disclosed that he had contracted the virus, said he's confident in a forthcoming vaccine. So this is where he's playing both sides of the fence and wants many people to take it as possible as long as it remains voluntary. Voluntary, friends. You can rest assured it will start out as a soft rollout. And soon enough, friends, they're going to begin to tell you that you're not going to be able to do that. Just like Adolf Hitler and the Third Reich did to the Jews, because they're doing it already. If you don't have a mask on, you can't come into our store. If you don't have a mask on, you can't come into our school. Wait a second, who's paying for those schools? Do you understand what's going on? Outside of the fact when you're talking about the businesses, you're talking about a fascist state. Those that are connected, Isaiah 28 verse 18, to that of the government, hand in glove, working against the people to control the people. That's what this is about, okay? And I don't know how many different individuals I need to pull out of the shadows to give you information as to what's taking place in your country, friends. But I am here to tell you it's happening today in a big way. And if you think for one moment that they're just going to go away, you can rest assured if they do go away, they're only powering up to do it. They're only loading up again, friends, to do it all over again. If you want this to stop, the American people are going to have to stop what's going on in this country. Because, again, nobody's going to do it for you. These politicians have been busted for their crimes against the people over and over and over again. When you have a mayor calling people that refuse to comply acts of domestic terrorism, you better understand that they are coming for you, friends. And it's either you remove them lawfully, or the bottom line is you're going to remove, or you're going to lose your God-given rights. It's just that simple. We got Diana calling from Illinois. What say you, my friend?
Hi, Bradley. My question is, if COVID-19 is such an infectious waste and so contagious, why are we not throwing this stuff away in biohazard bags and being medically disposed of, which are then, those items are picked up by the biohazard recyclers and burned or incinerated at their places?
Yeah, well, we had a caller on Saturday, Diana, asked that very question. He said, this is what proves the point. And he said verbatim, almost verbatim what you just said. And again, I think, let me ask you this, Diana. How many times do people need to be called out for the liars that they are before the American people actually respond? Now you've known this because you've been hanging around this ministry for a couple of years now. Here's the thing. If you have 94% of the people that don't trust the media and you have 11% approval rating, this is really the best argument to counter the lies. Who told you about the virus? The ones they don't believe and the ones that they don't trust. Diane, I got a question for you for the next 8 seconds here. How do you help a people like that? Because I don't know that you can.
It's a delusion, and it's brought on by God. And for those who are Christians, need to be repentful and humble before the Lord.
Amen. Thank you, Diane. I appreciate your phone call. I will be getting to my main topic right after this hard break.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hi everyone, this is Pete Santilli. As a political prisoner of the Obama administration, I was the longest-held journalist in American history. I received so much support from Bradley Dean, Tim Brown, and the entire Sons of Liberty Radio family. I'm forever grateful to Bradley, Tim, and most importantly, the listeners of Sons of Liberty Radio. Thank you for your unwavering and steadfast support.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
You know, it's interesting because, and I was thinking about Amos 5 before Diana called in, and she's exactly right again. This is judgment upon a disobedient nation, because when you put yourself in the position of asking the question with all the information that's been given to the American people, and yet they still refuse to respond to the crimes in their own government, you're basically handing that government over to tyranny to go ahead and do what they will. And they've been doing it for a long time in this country, for decades in this country. There's been a warfare in this country for hundreds of years, friends, since the inception of this country. And if we're going to remain a free people, we're going to have to learn from our forefathers and fight for that freedom, 1 Timothy 6:12. But I was thinking about what Diana said, because it was something I was thinking about before she said it, and it is judgment upon a disobedient nation. And what I thought about is Amos 5:24, where it says, 25, you have offered unto me sacrifices, your lip service. You know, you honor me with your lips, but your hearts are far from me. And you offer me your offerings in the wilderness for 40 years. And he's talking about the children of God, O house of Israel. He wasn't talking about demographically. He's speaking to the people of God, which is defined out as God's fighters, by the way. He said, you've offered unto me sacrifices and offerings in the wilderness far too long. Okay? Again, you honor me with your lips, but your hearts are far from me. You say what you think I want to hear, but you don't do what I command you to do. But you have borne the tabernacle of Molech and Chiyun, your image is the star of your God. You've created the God to suit your sins, which you made to yourselves. He said, therefore, I will cause you to go into captivity beyond Damascus. Okay, judgment's coming. Well, if you just go up to that verse 14, which preceded what I just told you, he's telling the people what it is that they need to do if they want to remain. It tells us in Deuteronomy 4 as well as Amos chapter 5. It says in verse 14, chapter 5 of Amos, seek good and not evil that you may live, and so the Lord, the God of hosts, shall be with you as you have spoken. Then he says, hate the evil and love the good. What does he say after that, friends? He says, establish judgment in the gate. What does judgment do? It preserves our freedoms. It may be that the Lord God of hosts will be gracious unto the remnant of Joseph. Folks, if you want resolve, then you're going to have to do what the Lord has commanded you to do. And that is to deal with corruption in your system of government, because it is a reflection of who you are. Okay? Period. Just wanted to add that to the end sentence of what Diana was talking about during her time on the radio. And by the way, thank you for the phone call, Diana. New York Post just reported, friends, Clinton, Bush, Obama willing to take COVID-19 vaccine live on television. Larry, Curly, and Moe. I mean, folks, I've said this a million times. They take the baser sort, 1 Kings 13:33, and they take the lowest form of a reprobate. And what they do is they put them up on top because that's the standard they want the people that don't know the difference to follow, straight to hell. There's a way that seems right, but the ends are death, right? And it's interesting that they would use a guy like Clinton as an example that we should all follow, a guy like Barack Hussein Obama as a guy that we should all emulate, as a guy like George Bush as a guy that we are to follow in his steps. Are you people kidding me? Does this not tell you who they are, friends? I labeled the show today Larry, Curly, and Moe. I mean Clinton, Bush, and Obama, first to take COVID-19 vaccine on live TV. They're saying to you, come on, just trust us. You know us. Like they're legitimate, upright standards. Again, for us to rally around and say, well, if they did it, then we'll do the same thing. Really? Yep, and there's going to be people that are ignorant enough to believe it. Probably all 15 of them. Because the majority of us can't stand Clinton. The majority of us cannot stand the likes of Bush. The majority of us cannot stand Obama. And by the way, if draining the swamp is what Donald Trump promised to do over 5 years ago, including the campaign trail, well, he's failed to do it because all three of these guys belong in prison at least. I want you to think about this, okay? I want you to think about what they're trying to convey to the American people. When we think about Barack Hussein Obama, did you know that there's a list of 1,180 transgressions of criminal foreign sodomite Barack Hussein Obama lying to the people? This is all documented on sonsoflibertymedia.com, by the way. But Barack Hussein Obama, of his lies, his transgressing the law that he swore to uphold, his corruption, his cronyism, his hypocrisy, and his waste. This guy doesn't have any truth in him. Neither one of them. And I'm talking about all three. Clinton doesn't. Of course he doesn't. Neither does Bush. They're all the well working for the powers that are tolerated, and you all the well know it. Every single one of you. But again, I want you to think about how they're trying to use them as those that we should follow. Barack Hussein Obama, 5 minutes before he became the president of corporate America, said what? That he wanted to fundamentally transform America. And the American people allowed him to do it for 8 years. For 8 years. I could sit on here for another hour just highlighting his crimes against we the people. And it's interesting, after he left the people's White House, not only was he entertaining sworn enemies within the people's White House, which we all seen, but it's interesting how he stacked sodomites and transgenders and lesbians to federal positions in government, over 225 of them. We've seen all of his czars that were completely unconstitutionally appointed. The list goes on. and on and on and on. Okay? But I could just list off for the next hour his crimes against we the people. I was going to say that when he left office, he did admit, friends, he admitted that he was Kenya's first president, first foreign-born president. That's exactly what he said out of his own mouth. We played that several times on the show. Okay. By the way, for those that didn't know, Donald Trump could go in there and prosecute him for treason, number one. Okay. He's called him out for his treason just like he did Biden, but he did absolutely nothing as the commander-in-chief. Article 6, Section 2, Article 2, Section 3 of the U.S. Constitution. He's to faithfully execute the laws against them, but he hasn't done it. Just for the record, just so you know. Okay. Read Psalm 12, verse 8 in the face of all this going on in our country today, and it will make perfect sense to you. But look at the fact that he could have went in, he could have charged him for treason, Article 3, Section 3, and he could have went back to his presidency, and everything that he did from day one to the present, he could have considered it null and void. He could have eradicated everything, erased everything that he did. Did Donald Trump do that? Absolutely not. This is my point. Barack Hussein Obama, the criminal that he is, the criminal that we all know he is, they're setting him up as one to follow concerning one of the first presidents to take COVID-19 vaccine live on television. Okay? And just, I'm giving it to you face value right now concerning the fruits hanging on their corrupt branches. That was Barack Hussein Obama. But also ask yourself, what is it that they would put inside of the vaccination? Well, you've got to ask yourself the question, is there a syringe at all? Just keep in mind, Hollywood and government have been in cahoots for decades in this country as well. Okay, that's not a far stretch at all in any sense of the word. As a matter of fact, when you look at these presidents and their inaugural addresses, it's interesting how they use what? They use actors and actresses and musicians to what? Encamp around them for what? The support of those people that follow their idols, and that's what they're looking for. Let's go over to Bill Clinton. What about Bill Clinton? Oh, my goodness, friends. He's just as bad, if not worse, than that of Barack Hussein Obama. I mean, Travelgate to Furniture Gate to the fact that Bill Clinton and Hillary Clinton were the biggest drug dealers known to this history. In all the history of America, that's a fact. Mena, Arkansas, if you've not taken the time to watch that of Clinton Chronicles, oh, my goodness. Is it eerie? But oh, my goodness. We have the facts on the table, and the American people turn the other cheek when, in fact, what they should do is turn around and deal with them every step of the way. So we have Travelgate, friends, concerning the Clintons, Vince Foster's suicide, which was a murder, all the while, if you take time to understand it. You have Filegate, you have Whitewater, you have Paula Jones, Monica Lewinsky, and the impeachment. By the way, the whole impeachment process was nothing but a distraction from what it was really about. Bill Clinton and his administration were, in fact, responsible for doing what? Taking the military from the Chinese and sharing U.S. military secrets with the Chinese. It was rightly called Chinagate, but you never heard a word about it because they wanted to distract you from it. Okay? Then you had Furniture Gate. This is Bill Clinton. But he's one of the guys that they want to use as a standard for you to go ahead and get behind concerning the first COVID-19 vaccination. Give me a break. This is seriously Larry, Curly, and Moe. Could they have picked anybody or any more concerning individuals on an individual basis more debased than the three that they picked? Absolutely not. What about George Bush? What about his scandals? Oh, my goodness, friends. You have Halliburton's corruption, Iraq decline, Abu Ghraib prison torture. You have CIA pre-9/11, intelligence failures, HHS deceptive ad campaign. I mean, folks, you got to understand that his dad, the one that was calling for the New World Order, the CIA whistleblowers and the FBI whistleblowers said of Daddy Bush that he was the most corrupt individual, the most evil man they have ever seen in their lives. And if you consider who his dad was, that was Prescott Bush, and what he was doing was financing illegally Adolf Hitler's Third Reich. Go ahead, he was indicted in 1942. Go ahead and cross-check everything I'm telling you. Love you by what I do, folks. Beware of the vaccinations.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.